Okay, turn to Genesis chapter 29, and we'll continue with what we see there. Jacob has left home, headed back to the land of Haran, back to relatives and family, looking for specifically a wife, sees Rachel, says to Laban, her father, I'll work for 7 years, and you give me Rachel for a wife. And Laban says, okay, I agree to that. And then we read part of this, verse 21, and Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled. So obviously this is at the end of 7 years. So he's been there that long, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for her handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Did I not serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled or deceived me? And Laban said, it must not be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. For fulfill her week, and we will give thee also for the service which thou hast served with me yet another 7 years. So before we continue on, we see Laban pulls the switch in the middle of night. I've got some questions or wonder about this situation. Who do we start with? Okay, let's start with Jacob for one. So Jacob's been there 7 years. He knows Rachel, this girl that he wants to marry. Yet in the darkness, in the middle of the night, as Leah is brought to him, he doesn't notice any difference. You would think that he would notice that this was somebody different, unless the two of them are relatively the same. It's not like one is tall and skinny, the other one's short and fat. I mean,
or hairy and smooth.
Oh yeah, come on. You know, obviously you would know the difference, right? It's not like he met her a week ago. He's been there for how long? 7 years, remember? I'm sure he's talked to Rachel in that 7 years. I'm sure he knows her.
Her voice.
Now, obviously, you know, wedding night, they're not carrying on, you know, full conversations, probably whispers, whatever, but it's interesting that he doesn't realize that this is someone else until the morning. Okay, who's next? Oh, go ahead. I guess that's possible. I mean, they did have a feast, so that's possible. Yeah, must not have been very sharp. Okay, pick another name of the four. Who do you want to talk about next? Okay, how about Leah? Or Leah, however you want to say her name. She's compliant in this, or...
What her dad told her to do.
Well, yes, she did what her dad told her to do, but as well... Maybe she wanted to be married. Maybe she liked Jacob too. I mean, there's a lot of questions unanswered here as far as this whole sordid situation.
Could have been jealous.
Yep. Who else do you want to talk to? Oh, how about Laban? Okay.
Huh?
Yes, he's deceitful. Okay. By the way, if this was a custom in your country that the youngest doesn't get married till the oldest does. He would have known that how when?
7 years ago.
7 years ago, right. So he's kept this lie. Well, yeah, we'll talk about, yeah. So he's kept this lie for 7 years that, okay, I know that on the day that he wants Rachel, I'm going to give him Leah instead. And, of course, we read at the end of this, you're right. I know that he wants Rachel. You don't think this is going in the back of Laban's mind. He wants Rachel. I gave him Leah. We know that he wants Rachel. I'm going to get 7 more years. Right? And things have been going well. They've both been prospering. Laban's been making a lot of money off of the fact that Jacob's there working hard for him, and God has been blessing. And Laban sees that. And we know, well, we'll know from talking about him later on, he's a greedy individual. So he pulls this deception. I got one more person.
Rachel.
Where's Rachel during this whole thing? She, but maybe she didn't know, that. Maybe, okay. How much of a custom is it? We still don't know that. Is this just something that Laban pulled out of his hat? You know, this is what I'm going to do. You know, like I say, we got all sorts of questions about this whole situation. Right, exactly. What did he do? Tie her up and, you know, did he... You know, who knows? We don't know.
He could have said, don't be saying anything.
Well, yeah, you could have, but, you know, we don't know. That's why I say, we're given a little bit of information here, but there's a lot of questions that we don't know what goes on. And maybe, you know, I've said this before, God gives us what we've got in Scripture for a reason, and he doesn't give us a lot of information for a reason, and we don't need to know. You're right. Maybe it's not that important, but we know what took place. So, after all those questions that I've got for all those things that went on, so, verse 28, and Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife, and Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his maid, to be her maid. And he went in unto her also, or unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet another 7 years. So the picture here is that Jacob gets married, assumes it's Rachel, turns out to be Leah, goes to Laban, says, hey, man, you deceived me, you pulled a switch, this isn't fair. He says, okay, you can have Rachel, but you got to serve another 7 years. So now Jacob winds up with two wives. How's that going to work? Pardon me? Turns out not very good. Let's continue on. Served another 7 years. Sorry, verse 31. And the Lord saw that Leah was hated or unloved, is what this word also means. He opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son and called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. Interesting. Well, never mind. We'll keep going. Reuben means, by the way, behold a son. So she says, the Lord has given me a son, and maybe my husband will love me now. Did you notice in verse 30? I wanted to stop here for a second. Back up verse 30. It says, he went in unto Rachel and loved also Rachel more than Leah. So it sounds like there was some affection between Jacob and Leah, but he loved Rachel more. We get down to the end here, we're going to talk about that word loved here too. So she conceived and bare a son, maybe my husband will love me, verse 32. Verse 33, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard me, heard that I was hated or unloved, he hath therefore given me the son also. And she called his name Simeon. Simeon means hearing or heard. Let's keep going. And she conceived a son, or she conceived again and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore his name was called Levi, which means attachment. And you can see the names and their reasoning for that. Verse 35, and she conceived again and bare a son. And he said, now will I praise the Lord. She said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah and left bearing. And Judah means praise. I'm going to keep reading. We're going to go down through this whole section here about the kids. And then we're going to talk about this because I'd want to talk about the whole. Anyhow, and when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, what does she do? Rachel envied her sister. So obviously their relationship is not good. And said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. So she goes to Jacob, her husband, and says, what? Your fault. How come I'm not having children? This is your fault. Jacob replies angrily, because obviously he's got nothing to do with it. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he says, am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of your womb? In other words, he says, what? Yeah, you got a problem. What's going on? Who should you take it up with? Okay, because God's the one that's in control here. And she said, okay, here's a look into Rachel's character. And she says what? Okay, you're right. I'll take a few minutes or a few days. I'll go pray and see why, you know, pray that God will provide. What does she do? Okay, and she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. In other words, you go into my handmaid, and if when she has a child, that'll be my child, and therefore that's how we're going to do this. Sound familiar? Yeah, we've been through this before. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me and hath also heard my voice and hath given me a son, therefore called his name Dan. So Rachel says, see, it worked out, and this is what God wanted, because I got a son through my handmaid. By the way, Dan means judgment or justice. So she's claiming, I've been judged righteous, and God is, okay. Verse 7, and Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister and have prevailed, and called his name Naphtali. Naphtali means wrestlings. Interesting here. Do you know, well, I don't want to spend too much time. You know what? How Leah named her children had to do with something with the Lord, right? Rachel names her two children how? Okay, I'm dealing with my sister, and I'm envious of her and her children, and now I'm wrestling back and forth, and that's how she names her children. Let's keep going. And Leah saw that she had left off bearing. So she finds Zilpah, her handmaid, and gave her to Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. And Gad means fortunate. And Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me. In other words, people will call me blessed. And she said, his name is Asher, which means happy. And Leah said, happy am I for the... I read that. Verse 14, and Reuben went into the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. And then Rachel said unto Leah, give me of thee of thy son's mandrakes. Mandrakes are a small orange-colored berry-like fruit, thought to be an aphrodisiac or help with fertility. So that's the relationship here. So she says unto her, Rachel says to Leah, "Is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband, and wouldest thou that thou take away my..." Oh, I'm sorry. Leah says to Rachel, because Rachel says, "I want those. Now you're going to take away my son mandrakes also." And Rachel said, Therefore, he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes." Now they're bargaining back and forth for who their husband's going to go sleep with that night. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "Thou shalt come unto me, for surely I have hired thee for my son's mandrakes." And he lay with me her that night, and God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob a fifth son. And Leah said, "God hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden unto my husband." And she called his name Issachar. Issachar means "he will bring a reward for my hire." And Leah said, Verse 19, and Leah conceived again and bare Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, "God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons," and called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter, and her name was Dinah. Interesting that Dinah, a daughter, is listed among the sons. Remember, we've talked about this before. Mostly the sons get listed. Very few daughters are ever listed. Verse 22, and God remembered Rachel. God hearkened unto her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son. And God had taken and said, "God hath taken away my reproach." She called his name Joseph. Joseph means "he will add," and "the Lord shall add to me another son." What do you take away from all this? Exactly. Exactly.
Christy just said, "If this is a TV show, we have to turn it off."
Yeah. What a mess.
He's not making
What a mess has been created here, Stan. Okay, I wanted to bring that point up. People making bad decisions, as usual. This whole thing is a conundrum to me, because through all these bad decisions, yet God has still worked out something. How he can work anything out of this complete mess, I have no idea. But we have to understand that God works with who? Imperfect people in a sinful world who do stupid, dumb, wrong things, make bad decisions all the time. And yes, I'm one of them. I make bad decisions all the time. Come on. I know you do too, right? We mess up. But that's what God has to work with, right? If God was waiting for people to do the right thing all the time, he'd be what? He'd still be waiting, because none of us are capable of making the right decision every time. As our life goes, hopefully we make more and more better decisions, but God still works through imperfect people in imperfect situations and deals with that and still works out his plan somehow. Did God make this mess? Did God, you might say, well, yeah, this is God's plan, and he had this plan to create the nation of Israel and all these boys and the 12 tribes of Israel, and this was part of his plan, so he must have made this mess. No, I don't see anywhere where God said to Jacob, you know, go into the handmaids at least. You know, Jacob could have said, whoa, no. You know what? Here's another one. The line of Christ came through which son? Judah. Judah was born to who? Rachel, right? Because she was the favored wife? No. Judah was born to Leah. You know what? Here's one for you. Jacob could have said, after he realized it was Leah and not Rachel, he could have said, that's the circumstances. God will have to deal with this. I'm not marrying a second wife. You say, well, yeah, but he loved Rachel. Well, I told you I'd talk about that word love. This word loved here means a human type of love towards a family member, towards a wife, towards a spouse, towards a lover. It also has to deal with the physical relationship. Maybe Jacob's love towards Rachel was, yeah, I desire her because she's more beautiful than her sister. Maybe that had more to do with it than anything else. I guess the point, the reason I wanted to get through all these kids and not dock into that too much is, even through this jumbled up mess that's been created here, God is still able to work, right? With imperfect people who make imperfect decisions all the time. That means that God can work through me as well, because I know I'm imperfect and I know I mess up as well. So I have no excuse to say, I'm not even going to try, I'm not even going to work at it because God can't use me. Yes, he can, because he's used these people here who messed up pretty bad. Go ahead.
I always think the big clue in all that was that God opened Leah's womb. Mm-hmm. So God, like, you know, was like sort of for the marriage and not for Rachel because he's close to it. But what I find like the saddest part of it all is for all those children and all that, Leah was always hoping for all her life. There's nowhere in scripture where he ever loved her.
Yeah.
You know, she was always hoping my husband will love me. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You don't ever see it happening.
Yeah.
But that's what her desire was.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing was just sad.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. The whole situation turned out to be sad. And I'm sure that home life was not that happy as well, right? Yeah, it couldn't have been. I mean, how does your husband be involved with three other women and you're okay with that?
And all those sons, you know, they're not
favored. Right, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, there you go. The sons who all are now somewhat brothers or half-brothers or whatever, talk about a, what do they call that? Not a disconnected family. A what?
Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional, there you go, there's one, but a mixed family or whatever, you know. Okay.
But this is so our society. This is like, so you read this.
Yeah, you look at this and you... There you go. We look at this and we say that would never happen.
You see the male's lust, you see the female's jealousy, you see
yeah.
All the,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep. We say that would never happen in this type of society because you can't. Yeah, you can't.
Since the beginning of time.
You're right.
Yeah.
You can't have two wives. You're right, that's illegal. But as far as you're right, it happens all the time. Marriage, divorce, kids, second marriage, second, you know, divorce. We're no better off today than we were back then, but God can still work through people. The question is, are you willing to let him work in your life and hopefully make better decisions than they made? Yep, exactly. Lord bless you this morning. You're dismissed. Sorry, Zebulun means dwelling. Okay, you're dismissed. I know we went a little long this morning.